Hi, this is Sukyun Lee, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby.
Well, this here's the story about cheese, please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids' tunes, nothing Seacrest would play. Anywhere else, these songs would be teased. But we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh, yes, Cheese Please.
Cheese Please. In color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome again, fair listener. It's another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
Doesn't matter if you like us, doesn't matter if you hate us. You're still here, right?
You're here for the cheese.
You're going to put your ears up to the radio real wide and suck in and enjoy the delightful sounds of cheese for the soul. Right?
I think so.
Maybe I should be one of them, preacher type people, you know?
No.
All hail to cheese.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, fine. It's just a thought, you know? We could. Those people get a lot of money, Daffodil.
Yes, I know, but they're scamming people, and we don't do that.
That's true. We just put the cheese in your ear. For example, we're going to play some Barbershop Quartet stuff.
Okay.
We haven't played that in a while. They're called the Gulf Tones. But they're actually Barbershop Quartet stuff.
You mean golf like water, not golf like walking around and yelling for and hitting balls with sticks?
I guess so. Okay. It's spelled G-U-L-F.
Okay, so like golf like water.
Yes, yes, yes. And on top of that, we dig into David Letterman's record collection, Daffodil. I've been scooping on YouTube lately, looking at some old video of Dave Letterman's record collection, the segment on his late show, and I found one we have, and we're going to play the whole thing. Dave usually just plays a piece, but I'm playing the whole thing on the celebrity stuff up a little later on.
So yes, we will torment you.
Yeah, pretty much. But we're starting off with some polka music, Daffodil.
I like polka music.
Yes, we got Larry Chesky and his orchestra with In Heaven There's No Beer shortly. But we're starting off with Larry Chesky and Ice Cubes and Beer Polka. Make sense?
Does indeed.
Right here on
It's Cheese Please.
Listen to me, I'll tell you a story that's hard to believe. It's about my sweetheart that I love so dear. All that she drinks is ice cubes and beer.
Ice cubes and beer, boys, ice cubes and beer. All that she drinks is ice cubes and beer. Ice cubes and beer, boys, ice cubes and beer. All that she drinks is ice cubes and beer.
Saturday night, I ordered whiskey and she started to fight. She says, oh Eddie, why not be nice? Buy me some beer with plenty of ice.
Ice cubes and beer, boys, ice cubes and beer. All that she drinks is ice cubes and beer. Ice cubes and beer, boys, ice cubes and beer. All that she drinks is ice cubes and beer.
Settle down in a small cottage not far from town. I'll do the wooing, I'll make it nice.
You bring the beer, hon, lay off the ice.
Ice cubes and beer, boys, ice cubes and beer. All that she drinks is ice cubes and beer. Ice cubes and beer, boys, ice cubes and beer. All that she drinks is ice cubes and beer.
It's the one radio show that 4 out of 5 dental assistants can't agree on, but you know what that fifth assistant knows and still listen anyway. Cheese, please, with your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Beer. That's why we're drinking here. And after we're gone from here, all our friends will be drinking our beer. In heaven there is no wine. That's why we drink moonshine. And after we drink moonshine, we drink and we drink till we're blind.
With Larry Chesky and his orchestra, and I should mention that the vocal is done there by Edgar. Is that not how I pronounce it?
I would go with Ked's ear.
Yeah, there we go. In heaven, there is no beer. Drinking till you're blind? I don't know if I would do that.
No. I don't recommend it.
No.
For you, that would be 2 drinks.
Yeah, I suppose.
Maybe 3.
I suppose. And before that, we also had Larry Chesky and his orchestra with Eddie Kezier doing Ice Cubes and Beer Polka. On the show this week, my name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and of course the weird.
And this time it's the Barbershop Quartet.
Which is interesting.
Yeah, the Gulf Tones, apparently they're from PEI Canada. I found it in a thrift store. I know where PEI is. I looked it up on Google. And wow, that's like an island.
Yes, it is definitely an island. It's a very small island. You can drive from one end to the other in less than 3 hours.
Oh. How would you know this?
I read it on the internet.
Fine.
The internet is fabulous for finding out all kinds of facts.
Okay. The point is that we got a couple cuts here. Barbershop Quartet. Apparently, they were a bunch of Armed Forces people that moved around and landed in PEI, got to know each other, and the Gulf Tones were formed. So we're going to play the Gulf Tones a little later on with Pass Me By. Shortly, The Auctioneer. But we're starting off with Christopher Columbus. Okay. Right here on...
It's Cheese, Please.
1792, three ships set out to sea. The Nina and the Pinta and the Santa Maria. And as they sailed the stormy sea on that historic day, from way up in the crow's nest you could hear Luigi say, please, Mr. Columbus, turn the ship around. Take me back, I want to feel my doobie on the ground. Why, you tell Isabella that the world is round. Please, Mr. Columbus, turn the ship around. But Chris took out his mandolin and he began to play. They sang and danced the tarantella till the break of day. They ate up all the provolone and drank up all the wine. But still up in the crow's nest you could hear Luigi bark. Please, Mr. Columbus, turn the ship around. Take me back, I want to feel my 2 feet on the ground. Why, you tell Isabella that the world is round. Please, Mr. Columbus, turn the ship around. But then one day they sighted land just off the starboard bow. Columbus said, I told you so, our journey's over now. He said, for pizza's sake.
For pizza's sake.
I'll ask you just once more. Please, Mr. Columbus, turn the ship around. Take me back, I want to feel my 2 feet on the ground. If we land upon the sand, they'll boil us pound for pound. Please, Mr. Columbus, turn the ship around.
All right, I'm chicken.
Those are my favorites.
Jeez.
Oh, well, here we go again. What are you going to give me for him?
Uh-huh.
5 and 25, we'll give me 30, we'll give me 35, 5, 5, 5, 5. We'll give me 40, we'll give me 45, 5, 5, 5, 5. We'll give me 50, we'll give me 55, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5.
There was a boy from Arkansas who wouldn't listen to his mom when she told him he had to go to school. He'd take a walk in the afternoon, just follow him, and pretty soon you'd find him at the local auction barn. He'd stand and listen carefully, and pretty soon began to see how the auctioneer could talk so rapidly. Oh me, oh my, it's do or die, I've got to learn that auction cry, got to make my mark and be an auctioneer.
$25 bid and a $30, 30, will you give me 30, make a 30, bid a fella, $30, will you give me 30, who will give me $30 bid? Got a $30 bid and a 35. Will you give me 35? Make a 35. Bid a 35. Who bid that? $35 bid.
Now from the boy who went to school, there grew a man who played it cool, and he came home a full-fledged auctioneer. The people came from miles around just to hear him make that rhythmic sound that filled their hearts with such a happy cheer. His fame spread out from shore to shore, he had all he could do, and made more. He had to buy a plane to get around. And now he stops in all the landless balls to give that man a hand, cause he's the best hillbilly auctioneer. $35 bid, then a $40, 40, will you give me 40, make a 40, bid a 40, $40, will you give me 40, will you give me 40, will you give me 40, $40 bid, then a 45, will you give me 45, make a 45, bid a 45, sold that hog for the $45 bid.
Oh, well, here we go again, what are you gonna give me for him?
Uh-huh.
5 and 20. 25, will you give me 30, will you give me 35, 5, 5, will you give me 40, will you give me 45, 5, 5, will you give me 50, will you give me 55, 5, 5, 5, 5. He makes more noise when he takes the stand than you hear from a real hillbilly band. He's the best at auctioneer in all the land.
Say it one more time.
Oh, well, here we go again. What are you going to give me for him?
Uh-huh.
5 and 25, give me 30, give me 35, 5, give me 40, give me 45, 5, 5, 5, give me 50, give me 55, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5.
He makes more noise when he takes the stand than you hear from a real hillbilly band. He's the best auctioneer in all the land.
Keys, please, with the auctioneer and the Gulf Tones. That's a... interesting version of that song.
And actually, he's quite impressive with his auctioneering skills.
Yeah, before that, Christopher Columbus. That was an interesting version of a... I don't know.
I've never heard that before, but I kind of liked it.
Oh, let's try another one then. Pass Me by the Gulf Tones on...
Cheese, Please.
If you don't like us just the way sand, lots of idle fingers snap to my command, a lovely pair of heels that kick to beat the band. Contemplating nature can be fascinating, add to these a nose that I can thumb, and a mouth by gum have I to tell the whole darn world. If you don't happen to like it, deal me out, thank you kindly, pass me by. Pass me by, pass me by. If you don't happen to like it, pass me by. Pass me by. Good shoes that never saw a shine. Trousers I can hold up with a laundry line. A lovely patch that hides an awful lot of spine. Shirt tails crying.
Oh, my bloom.
Add to these a grin from ear to ear. All the proper gear have I to tell the whole darn world. If you don't happen to like it, deal me out, thank you kindly, pass me by. Pass me by, pass me by. If you don't happen to like it,
pass me by.
If you don't like it, pass me by.
Please, please, with the Gulf Tones, and a lot of people could take their advice on social media these days. Just pass by the posts instead of getting into fights and everything else on social media. Right, Daffodil?
That is 100% my philosophy of social media.
Yeah, well, it makes me think after hearing that song. Wrapping up our profile on the Gulf Tones, I wonder what happened to them.
Based on the size and the age of the record, the world has passed them all by.
Well, yeah. My name is Starfdude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese, Please.
And what are we doing?
Oh, yeah, we got to do this.
And now it's time for the Cheese, Please.
Okay, here's the deal. One of the favorite things I loved about The Late Show with David Letterman many years ago, was Dave's record collection.
And the weirdest, wildest things they could find.
Yeah, exactly, because it fits what we do, right, Daffodil?
Did you get inspired by Dave Letterman to create Cheese, Please?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not giving him money to inspire me. Yeesh. No way.
No, instead we're going to steal from his record collection.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are, with an album we actually already had, so I don't consider it stealing.
We had it first.
Well, he probably had it first, but who cares, you know? Eddie Albert was a big Hollywood star, many motion pictures and TV. He's known for one of the cheesiest television series of the 1960s called Green Acres. And if you don't know what that is...
Look it up.
Yes, it's well worth it. Guy moves from fancy apartment in New York City to Hicksville. Or I think it was called Hooterville, wasn't it?
Yes. With his very glamorous wife.
Yes, yes. But, you know, apparently he'd like to try to sing.
Yes, what is the song?
The song is the Paul Simon classic Homeward Bound, which Paul Simon does a better version of it, of course.
Yes.
But right now you're going to hear Eddie Albert's version on...
Cheese, Please!
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one-night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was. And every day's an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories. And every stranger's face I see reminds me that I want to be homeward bound. I wish I was. Home where my music's playing, home where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and I'll pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness in harmony. I need someone to comfort me. I wish I was homeward bound. Home where my thoughts escaping, home where my music's playing, home where my love lies waiting silently for me. Home where my love lies waiting silently for me.
A three and a two and a one.
Kick it.
You wake up late for school, man, you don't wanna go. You ask your mom, please, but she still says no. Man, living at home is such a drag. You have to fight for your right to party. You have to fight. Don't step out of this house if that's the clothes you're gonna wear. I'll kick you out of my home if you don't cut that hair. Your mom busted in and said, "What's that noise?" Oh, mom, you're just jealous. It's the Beast E-Boys. You have to fight for that right to party.
Cheese, Please, with Richard Cheese in his name. And fight for your right to party. He's sort of like getting mellow more than partying.
That
but,
is like the jazziest version of that song I've ever heard.
Yeah, usually they're yelling in your ears, but
yes,
not him. He's
was very
more
calm and
oh yeah,
kind of scatty.
You betcha. You know, one of those things.
Yeah.
And before that, we had Eddie Albert doing the little overkill on that.
The humming.
Yeah. And Homeward Bound. And I stole from Dave Lection. I'm sorry. But, you know, it's so cheesy. It's perfect for our show.
It absolutely is.
By the way, what is our show?
This is Cheese Please.
Bringing you
the your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
Yeah, we're going to end it off. We're going to open the pneumatic tube as we bring it up from the basement. There it comes. Oh, jeez. It always scares me, no matter what I do.
Well, it's noisy.
There we open it. And the piece of paper says it's a children's safety song.
Oh.
From Gracie Fields from, I don't know, 1940s, 50s.
Safety songs are important.
Yes, so we're doing a public service, and look to the left, look to the right. Until next week, folks.
Thanks for joining us for this week's Dose of Your Wacky, Warped, and Weird. Come back next week. I am sure there will be shenanigans.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take you over to the Children's Hospital to hear Miss Gracie Fields say hello to the kiddies.
Gracie Fields?
Now, this is the accident ward, Miss Fields.
Righto, I'll just pop in and see the kiddies. I've got something to tell them.
Now, children, your special visitor today, Miss Gracie Fields.
Good morning, children.
Good morning, Gracie.
Well, little girl, what's your name?
Bessie.
Bessie what?
Fields.
Go on, you're kidding.
No, I'm...
Any relation of mine?
No, I don't think so.
We'll have to look into this. And what's a bright little girl like you doing in hospital? Been having an argument with a steamroller?
I got run over.
Well, what are you feeling? All right now?
Yes, thank you. I'm going home next week.
I suppose you're all in hospital for the same kind of thing.
Yes, Miss Field.
Well, I've come here today with a very special message for you all. I'll tell you all about it in my new Safety First song. This is very important. You've got to listen very intently. Listen, little children, I've a tale to tell. All you little boys and little girls as well. When you leave the schoolroom, when you're at your play, don't run into danger. Think of what I say. When you cross the road by day or night, beware of the dangers that loom in sight. Look to the left and look to the right, and you'll never, never get run over. Now I'm going to sing another verse. When I come to the end of the chorus, I want you to join in, see? Come on now. All the words are simple, easy you will find. I want you all to learn and keep them in your mind. Come a little closer, gather in a ring. Now then, all together, let me hear you sing.
When you cross the road by day or night, beware of the dangers that loom in sight. Look to the left and look to the right, and you'll never, never get run over.
Well, that's splendid. I didn't think you could have learned it so quickly. Now, before I go, what have you all got to do when you get out of this hospital?
Look to the left and look to the right, and you'll never, never get run over.
And don't forget it.
No, we won't forget, Gracie. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Look to the left and look to the right, then you'll never, never get run over.
Cheese, please. Your weekly sample of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.